Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us on Blog Talk Radio. I am your show host, Victoria Gaither, live in Washington, D.C. Joining me on the other side of the world is New Zealand broadcaster Stu Frith. You may have heard him clear his throat there. His microphone was hot, so that's Stu. Stu, we heard you clearing your throat there. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Well, I do apologize for clearing my throat, but at least I'm all loud and clear now. So, yes, good morning, and welcome to everybody on this rather wet morning here in New Zealand.
And you said that although it's spring there in New Zealand, you guys have been having still some crazy sort of wicked weather, not only on the North Island, but the South Island as well.
Yes, it's been pretty much all over the place, really. Well, we did get a couple of days the same when we had some sunshine, but we only got 2 days of it. Now we're back to the rain again, and it's looking pretty heavy outside. Well, you know, if you want things to grow, you've got to have rain as well as light, don't you?
Yes, you do. And speaking of things to grow, while we're on this topic, let's talk about your sunflowers, because you are growing sunflowers. I have seen the little tiny buds make their way through the dirt. They look so cute. So tell us about this sunflowers and this whole vision that you have for your yard.
Well, it's quite strange how this vision came around, because it was you that caused that vision to start when you visited that farm over there in America, and they were, that chap, I think his name was Bill, was it not, was
yep.
growing sunflower seeds and for the public to have and everything else, and he was selling a few, and it looked nice. And then I thought, well, I tell you what, I think we can grow some nice sunflowers here too. And although I have a lot of garden, flower garden, you cannot see all of it because of the fence on the roadside. So I thought, well, if I grow some sunflower seeds, and they'll stand up above the fence, and everybody will see them when they're driving up and down the road. So hence, that's what I did. I've got yellow sunflower seeds growing up the fence line between myself and Barry, my neighbour. And I've also come across some red sunflower seeds, which I've never heard of before, and they are just starting to pop through now. So it'll be a nice mixture, won't it?
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing these sunflowers as they grow and their journey. And Bill, who you were talking about, that is his name, so thank you for that. Bill was telling me that he plants his sunflowers at different stages. So while most people plant sunflowers and they'll be dying off about right now as we speak, Bill will continue to grow his sunflowers up until the end of November, or until, you know, the first frost hits them, and then they'll just instantly die. But yeah, it's just so beautiful when you're driving through parts of America and you see these huge farms and just these gorgeous sunflowers just standing up, you know, on the side of the road, you know, thousands of them just looking at you. They're just absolutely gorgeous. So I'm excited about your sunflowers, and the next time I see Bill, I will tell him about you and your sunflowers there in New Zealand. So, yeah. And as we talk about sunflowers, although fall was officially today or yesterday here in America, I tell you what, it started to feel like fall 2 weeks ago. Stu, it was as if summer said goodbye, and the next day, it got cold. I mean, we had no grace period, no break-in period. It was so cold, I literally had to turn the heat on, and it just wasn't me, because I saw on Facebook quite a few of my friends did the same thing, just to knock the chill off of the house and off of the apartments. It literally got that cold, and our temperatures have been absolutely beautiful. But I hear over the next several days they're going to go back to extreme hot temperatures. But that's kind of how it is here in fall. You'll get those lovely cool mornings and evenings and hot during the day. But you just basically want hot, period, don't you? Because it really hasn't switched over for you. You had a fire just yesterday.
That's right. I had a fire yesterday just to take the chill off things because it was pretty cool. And, yeah, just when you think, you know, the firewood season, burning firewood has come to a halt and you're sort of getting into the warmer part of the season, next thing you get hit with a real cold one and you got to get the old wood out again and light the fire again. So it's at that stage where, yeah, it can't make its mind up. Is it coming or is it going? We don't know, but we will just have to ride with whatever it is and just hope we sort of come out the other side all happy.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree. One of the good things about fall here in the States is the amount of outdoor and fall activities, from the Halloween pet parades that different locations and cities and counties have, to all the pumpkin events and scarecrow events. So fall is certainly my favorite time of the year. A few birthdays, too, that we've got to mention. Happy birthday to Sharon. Sharon is a Kiwi who is living here in Washington, D.C., and works with the New Zealand Embassy, and she's from Auckland. Happy birthday to our good friend Heather. Heather, who's right next door where you are, Stu, there in Fox and Beach, and also to our very good friend Muzz, who lives, he lives further up the north, far up the North Island, doesn't he, Stu? I can't think of the area and the town that he lives.
I can't think of the area and county he lives either, which is very poor. I might be asking, I'm a Kiwi, but yeah, he lives right up north, and Muzz and Jan, we had a lot to do with them, and we went up for a trip up there. So yeah, Muzz and Jan, I've known them for many, many years, and yeah, champ, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, like I said, quite a few birthdays. There were a few other friends of mine on Facebook, but I didn't write the names down. So anybody who's celebrating a birthday today, yesterday, or tomorrow here at our radio station, we would like to wish you guys a happy birthday. Plus, we need to send out well wishes to Rod. Rod is a very good friend of ours there in Fox and Beach who had a little bit of an accident. So we want to send him our love and well wishes. And hopefully, Stu, he gets well better quite soon.
I think Rod will. He'll bounce back, and yes, he's got a few injuries, but he'll be all right. He'll come in, and he's got a good nurse too, hasn't he? You know, so he can't go wrong.
He does. He does have a good nurse. And while we're congratulating and doing birthdays, I want to say congratulations to a very good friend of mine, Nancy. Nancy is celebrating 23 years at Johns Hopkins Hospital. I worked with Nancy earlier in my television career, and she was the security guard at my TV station, but she's since then moved on into the medical field. So, Nancy, congratulations. Stu, you were talking about a friend of yours who worked for the same farmer for so many years. It's very rare these days that, you know, people work for somebody for, you know, 23 years.
Yeah, it is. This boy came out to New Zealand, came from Australia, and he was 16 when he started working for this chap at Tokomaru, Andy Taylor. And he worked right through his whole life for Andy, and milking cows. He was contract milking. And anyway, he retired just a couple of years ago. So that was a long stint from 16 right through into his mid-60s. A little past his mid-60s. That's a good run, isn't it, for one employer?
That is a good run. I mean, that really is one of those stories that, you know, in this day and age, you just don't hear that. But, you know, back in the day, you know, fathers and grandfathers and moms and dads retired from Ford and retired from, you know, these big companies and had wonderful pensions and wonderful retirement packages. But these days, yeah, I think that sort of thing is over. Now, you hadn't seen him in a long time. I bet it was good to see him and his wife because they came to visit you at the beach.
Yeah, it was very good to see them. And I was quite taken, actually, because it was been many, many years since I've seen Wayne and his wife, Arlene. So, yeah, that was a nice surprise. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I think it's always to catch up with old friends. Speaking of friends, if you are new to International Connection Media, thank you so much for joining us. We're always happy to have new friends and new listeners with us on the air. Generally, we do this show on Wednesdays at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, and that's 9:30 in the morning there in New Zealand. But, you know, things happen, so we don't always have the opportunity because of work and other things and appointments to do it as we would like to. But whenever we do have the opportunity, we do it. So thank you for joining us, whether you're listening in Australia, New Zealand, America, North America, and England. It's always great to have you guys aboard here with us on International Connection Media. Stu, I got an email today from a very good friend of mine, and she said, Victoria, if you're out and about and you can find any air filters, because Walmart normally sells air filters for $4, she said, please pick up some air filters. So because I have not been looking for air filters, I tell you what, they are so difficult to find here in America, which makes sense because with all the wildfires in California and Oregon, you can't keep stores can't keep air filters in. That was something that I didn't even think of because we're not experiencing, you know, a lot of that residue from California. We did for a couple of days when the sun was shining, but you know, the haze from the smoke there dulled the sun. But, yeah, it's amazing that, you know, everybody is on the lookout for air filters right now.
Are these filters for the house or for personal wearing?
No, these are filters for the house, for the air conditioning and heating unit. I mean, you can go into Walmart or Home Depot or Lowe's or, you know, any mom-and-pop store and buy an air filter. So they're all basically a universal size in America. It doesn't matter if it's a house or an apartment. You know, everybody kind of has the same air filters. And again, Walmart generally sells them for $4. And you can keep, you know, these filters. Some people keep them in a year. You know, it depends on how often, you know, you want to change the air filters. But, yeah, it's just the basic air filter that you have over the ducts there inside the house. But it would make sense because if you're in California and you would have seen the wildfires there on the news, can you imagine how often you'd have to change your air filter right now in California?
Yes, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Take a bit of keeping up with, wouldn't it? It really would.
Yeah, no, it certainly would. Now, you had a event there in New Zealand that I'd like to talk about. It was through the Lions Club, and it was in connection with the Humble Pie. Humble Pie, I'll let you tell the story because I think this is fantastic.
All right. Well, Humble Pie is a new business which has opened up at Foxton, and it's doing very well. The young lady and her mum opened this up. Christina is the daughter's name, and Debbie is the mum. And Christina came up from Wellington. She's a pastry chef. And anyway, she came up here with her mum, and they found this place which was empty, and they decided they were going to open up a pie cafe. Now, they started off with making pies, and they did pretty good. You know, this business has only been alive, I think this is the seventh week. Yes, seventh week. So it's done very good. When they first started, they were doing 30 pies over all the varieties a day, 30 pies. Now they're doing over 30 pies for each variety. And not only that, they're doing pastry stuff, sausage rolls and all that. Plus, mm-hmm. they're doing nice home cooking and everything. They deliver meals, which is fantastic to those who can't get there for a meal. And they're really opening up a great business. Now, it's really going very, very well. And so if you want to research Humble Pie, Humble Pie Cafe, Foxton, and you will see just what's going on with these two people. That's Christina and her mum, Debbie. And while we're talking about Christina, well, Christina, as I said, was a young lady, and she's got her 30th birthday coming up on the 28th of this month. So it's not far away.
Okay.
So,
no.
Christina, we hope Christine has a nice day, don't we? We wish her all the best for her birthday.
We do. And also, Christina spoke at the Lions Club, didn't she?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes. I was meant to get the guest speaker, and I thought, oh, gosh, who am I going to get for a speaker? And then I thought about Christina. Well, Christina came along, and she was absolutely fantastic. She was dressed all up, and she looked absolutely beautiful, and she got up and spoke, and, well, she just didn't hold back, and she really informed everybody of just what they were doing and how it was going and everything else. And this all came in right from when she sort of first left school. You know, and her mum said to her, well, if you can get a job, you're allowed to leave school. But as she said, she wasn't interested in the school. She was a bit of a rebel at school. And so it was get out into the hard world and learn the hard way. She started off washing dishes. So it just shows you how somebody can come ahead if they're determined and take every opportunity that opens.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I tell you what, you speak very highly of her. And even if you don't live in New Zealand, the food looks absolutely delicious and beautiful. So they're on Facebook. In fact, I will take their Facebook page and post it to our International Connection Media page so you can access it from there. Or if you just search Humble Pie, as it sounds, then they're, again, in New Zealand. I don't know how many Humble Pies are out there, but you'll certainly be able to find them. But I just wanted to give them a plug. Because they are certainly an asset to the community, and I know that you were just so thankful that Christina accepted the invitation and that she did a beautiful job there on that night. I want to mention a event that I went to at Maple Springs Baptist Church, and this was a food drive, so I had the opportunity to serve alongside my Uncle Alfonso and a really good family friend, Denise, and they generally give out stew anywhere from 200 to 250 boxes of veggies and also hot meals. And since April the 22nd, the church has given out over 8,000 meals. So they're really, you know, stepping in and stepping up to the plate to help people in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area that that need food, you know, that are having a very difficult time during the coronavirus. And our numbers here in America as of today, we are over 200,000 deaths here in America, and they predict by the end of December that's going to go up to something like 300,000. So there are a lot of people that aren't doing well. So I was very happy, you know, to be there with my uncle and his pastor and church members and to volunteer. We were there for about 4 hours, so it was a humbling experience to see the cars still line up even before the gates opened. So people were lined up an hour before we even started handing out food. Now, they not only hand out veggies and a hot meal, they also hand out masks, gloves, and toilet paper. And also, some of these meals will go to the homeless. And inside, different people from the church and different people in the community write a card and say, you know, something inspiring like, you know, your love, don't give up, we care about you, we love you. And they take this card and they put it inside the box. So I just thought that was so wonderful. It did my heart, you know, so well to know that, you know, you'll have a homeless person who's going to open up this box and have a beautiful meal, fruits and veggies, but also a lovely card saying, you know, God bless you. So that was a wonderful moment for me in that experience too.
Yeah, I experienced something the other day which was sort of out of the blue. I had a phone call, and this gentleman introduced himself. I can't remember his name, Charles or Joseph or something like that. And he was ringing up just as a courtesy call to find out how I was managing with the way the world climate is. Mm-hmm. Now, I think he was just doing random calls all around the place. Anyway, we talked for a little while and about the climate, the way the situation is in the world with this virus and everything. And then he told me that he was with the Jehovah's Witness and that he was, you know, doing a call on their behalf and that. So, yeah, I thought it was quite nice the way they came out to see how you're doing. Perhaps it would have been all right if I'd been a Jehovah's Witness, but I wasn't. I'm not a Jehovah's Witness, and I was a little bit disappointed that they had to bring their religion into the call that they started off with a caring call, you know, it sort of downgraded the caring call a wee bit, which was rather disappointing. But still nice to have somebody out there caring for other people around, you know, that's a real good thought, I think.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I mean, just to, like you said, in your case, to randomly get a call and somebody be concerned about you, you know, despite the religion aspect of it, yeah, that's nice. Because sometimes people just want to know that somebody does care. So, yeah, no, I think that's wonderful. So I've got a big event that's coming up on Sunday that I'm going to be covering. That is the polo event that's going to be taking place. I'm looking forward to that. So we've got horses, fun, and women dressed up in beautiful dresses and hats. So come next week, I'll be able to give you a little bit more details about that to let you know how that goes. And then on Tuesday night, we've got our first presidential debates. So I'll be covering that at the National Press Club. So next week, we'll certainly have to do a show on Wednesday and Thursday because I'll have a lot to talk about. And, of course, the big, big story here today in America, obviously it may not be there, is our Supreme Court Justice Ruth Ginsburg, who died at the age of 87, and they had services for her today at the United States Supreme Court. There have been, you know, just everyday people, citizens, you know, politicians, people from all walks of life have been just there putting flowers down on the steps and signs and everything. So she's a huge loss to us here in America, even aside from politics and on the Supreme Court. So, yeah, it's very sad that we've lost her, but she certainly has a wonderful legacy that she's left, and I know she's touched so many people's lives. So that really is the big story in America today, Stu. Now, we've got elections coming up in November. You have elections coming up there, too, in New Zealand. Do you think Jacinda Ardern's going to keep her seat as Prime Minister?
Well, we would hope so, you know, but who knows? You know, elections are elections. You know, look, you know, you didn't think it was going to happen in America when
Trump,
you know, your president, during Trump, I was trying to think of his name, when Trump got in, you weren't expecting that. And I don't think Trump was expecting it either. He was sort of out there just for a bit of fun. And he got elected and he got stuck in as president. Now, that could anything could happen. Who knows? You know, there's Jacinda, who's our prime minister at the moment. And then there is
Judith Collins.
Yeah, Judith Collins, the leader of the National Party, and she's out there, and something her politics. The part that surprised me, and this is the part that I thought was a bit of a waste of time, was farmers are always national. People who own land and farmers are 9 times out of 10, or 99.9 times out of 100, they are national. Now, the funny thing, national is farmers. The funny thing about it is Judith Collins went to the dairy farmers yesterday on her round of pushing her views of what they want to do. Here she was to the farmers preaching to them what they were going to do. She doesn't need to preach to the farmers. She's already got their vote. She was preaching to the wrong people, you know. So that was quite a surprise, I thought. You know, that was just really over the top because what a waste of time, you know. But that's Judith Collins. That's the way she wants to do. But I must say, Judith Collins is a little bit different than what she normally does because they put a bit of bling on it. So, that sort of softened the softened the crusher look, you know?
Yeah. Well, for our American audience that's listening, if you don't know who Judith Collins is, Google her. She's a very, I would say, sort of rough-looking lady. Not rough in the sense that, you know, she looks like scary, but you know, she her face always looks like she's angry. I guess that's the best way. She's very abrasive. She's very abrupt, and she certainly doesn't mind saying whatever it is that she thinks. There's nothing soft about Judith Collins. So when Stu mentioned that about putting bling on her, you know, trying to soften her up or make her look a little bit different, Stu, listen. You'd have to be a magician to do that with Judith Collins. I don't think that you'd be able to put anything on her to soften her look up. I really don't.
I think we better leave the politics out of the show today. I think we're good enough before we dig a hole.
You don't want us to get into trouble. Well, in saying that, I've covered pretty much every single thing on my list. Anything else you've got going on there that the world needs to know about?
No, not really. Not that I can think of. You know, it's there's one thing. Yeah, now this is quite an important thing. Right? Actually, you and I haven't even talked about this. It happened late last week. There was horrific winds up in Auckland, and the truck was going across the Auckland Harbour Bridge, which is a big bridge. And the wind caught this truck and blew it over, tipped it right over, and it smashed into the side of the girders of the bridge. Now, this wasn't the only truck that got tipped over with the wind. There was another one got hit with the wind as well. But anyway, of course, the girder got bent. And once they're bent, there's no strength in them. They lose the percentage of their strength. So now some of the lanes have been cut down while they're trying to replace this girder that's been broken, this strut, which is a big strut. And it's going to be a major job. Now, they're doing a temporary on at the moment just to keep it going while they get this main strut made. But they think it could be sort of like 6 to 7 weeks before they get anywhere near putting the main strut on. So that's the big thing. There's traffic jams everywhere up there on the bridge because they're coming from 4 lanes down to 2 lanes. So that's, you know, it's a big thing.
Mm. Wow, yeah, and I saw the video of that and how it went over, yeah, and it was absolutely amazing. To see that. So we'll keep an eye on that, and you'll keep us updated on that, hopefully. So, yeah, we can see how that turns out. But it is a beautiful day here in Washington, D.C., and I know that your weather is going to get better eventually there in New Zealand. So with that said, Stu, it's always great to have you on air. It's great to be on air with you, and we look forward to joining everybody with a conversation again next week.
Yeah, that's been good fun, and I thank everybody for coming in on board and joining us. Of course, if you've got any comments or anything like that, yeah, hey, don't forget to let us know what you think, and you want us to keep going, and if, you know, but even if you don't want us to keep going, we still will be going, so that's right. Just the way it works, because we control the buttons, so that's what's happened, but yeah, great to have everybody come in and join us, so thank you very much for that, people. Goodbye.